This is Dave Fleming. Welcome to day 18 of the Seekers Challenge. Well, this week we are forging our path, the third element of the Seeker's Way. The third element in our challenge is to forge our path, to own the responsibility for our own spirituality, to find what resonates, to be willing to let go of elements of our spirituality that no longer resonate, and to forge with care and adventure into the future of what we're creating. And today we come to another important element as we forge our path. We'll be looking at it today and tomorrow. Spiritual practice. What spiritual practices nourish my spirituality? What spiritual practices nourish my spirituality? A spiritual practice is an action or a non-action that I enter into to put myself in a place where I am more likely to experience transcendence and do the work of transformation. We could say that spiritual practice occurs when I place myself in the right environment, position myself to be mindful and open to transcendence, to be mindful and open to transformation. It is true we can go through life in an automatic, almost robotic way. T.S. Eliot, we had the experience, but we missed the meaning. We've all had this experience. In fact, we have other ways to describe it. One of my favorite expressions for this reality is, you know, my heart just wasn't in it. Man, like I wasn't really present. And there is an interesting dynamic that occurs in our consciousness when we deliberately focus our awareness on our desire for transcendence or transformation. In the spiritual life, it's often been equated to the idea of waking up, that we're asleep and we need to wake up, that we're trapped in almost a mechanistic kind of robotic experience of life, and we have to be rescued from that, if you will. Awakening is a quality of consciousness, a quality of the experience of consciousness. It is a mystery, but it is something that we surely understand in everyday life. When we wake up, when we come to our senses, there's another way we've said it. Spiritual practice, we could say, occurs when we put our heart into it. We are aware of the mystery of consciousness, the quality of transcendence, and the reality of transformation. When we are aware of that and reaching toward that. Now, through the millennia, people have discovered that there are certain actions, or non-actions, that we can take that seem to help us touch that place of transcendence, touch that place of potential transformation. Meditation. Prayer. A kind of reflective thinking about my life. Serving other people. Taking in either through our ears or our eyes and our brain, wisdom, and reflecting on that wisdom. All of these actions or non-actions, for in meditation we also stop doing certain things, these have become a way to organize my life around a series and a set of activities that bring me regularly back to the place of transcendence and back to the place where I can continue my journey of transformation. Meditation opens us to a dimension of consciousness that's always there. We're not making that dimension of consciousness a reality simply because we're meditating. It's there, but what meditation does is open us to that reality, make us more sensitive to that reality. So are other practices tailored to help us put ourselves, put our heart into the moment. Now, these practices have a way of helping us to forge our path because they bring us back to that which is important: transcendence and transformation. The practices help us remember what matters. Now, the word remember is really important when it comes to spiritual practice. Because in one sense, spiritual practices help us recall and remind us of this transcendent dimension and of our desire for transformation. Because during the day, we forget. During the day, we go to sleep. With all the complexities and realities and pressures of life, it's easy to go into that place of being a robot and just making it through the day, and we lay our head down at the end of the day, and where were we in all of the movement? And a spiritual practice reminds us to be present to transcendence. We remember. However, there's another glorious way to think of the word remember: to remember, or to pull back together the various parts of myself into a whole. That is such a genius way to think of the word remember. We get scattered through the day. Don't you feel that way sometimes? That you're scattered, that we have our own angst and our own pressures and our own emotional insecurities and our mind that takes us on all of these wild narratives of what might be going on or who might be thinking something or why did they look at me that way or I can't believe how I'm being treated unfairly. I mean, on it and on it goes, and this creates a scatteredness to life. And to remember is to pull ourselves back to whole. Pull ourselves back together. Spiritual practices help us do just that. They help remind us of transcendence and transformation, but they help bring us back to a place of whole where we can then experience transcendence and work on our own transformation. What spiritual practices nourish you? What spiritual practices nourish you? breathing. There is something about slowing the breath. That immediately has a centering effect. We know this biologically as well. There's tremendous power in deep breathing or slowing our breath. During times of stress or anxiety, or just simply to bring ourselves back to a center point because we get scattered through the day. Do you already feel the shift? Do you feel the internal shift? There is a mystery to life that is happening all around us. There is a deeper sense of life, a larger, more expansive experience of life than just what I am doing or you are doing in this moment. And when we stop and practice like we are right now, and we activate our mindful awareness in a calm and open way, what practices help you remember? Remember transformation and transcendence. What spiritual practices nourish you? How do you experience those? And do you make room for those practices? It is so easy to put off the practices that reconnect me with the important dimension of transcendence and transformation. So easy to do. We are so enamored with the surface flittings about in life, our daily responsibilities, and those are important. But when do I regularly stop and practice actions and non-actions that reconnect me to the mystery of the universe and its unfolding, and to the reality of change and transformation? What puts you, what readies you, what ushers you into that place? Think about that today. Is it being in nature? Is it being silent? Is it a certain kind of contemplative reading or journaling? Or is it just simply sitting? What brings you to that place of remembering transcendence and transformation? Celebrate that and identify those practices. And ask yourself how you can more faithfully bring those practices into your everyday experience. Remember.